Happy Friday, everybody, and happy summer 2021. So glad to have you here for another episode of the Be Our Guest podcast. Scotty G and Pam are joining me, and we take a topic that Mr. Mike Bankhead gave us via text earlier this week, and we talk about all the things to consider in this post-pandemic world, or almost post-pandemic world, where things have changed so much when it comes to making ADRs or using technology to make our vacations better. You know, things like using the theme park reservation system to your advantage, how you can kind of get around things if a park is closed, or ways to mobile order your food where you don't have to do it right as you're standing outside the restaurant and everybody's starving. You can order it well ahead of time. Lots of great tips coming your way on today's show. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon, when you shop online. And thank you to our patrons. You're supporting the show and allowing us to put out all these episodes, and we can't thank you enough. If you'd like to support the show over on Patreon, check it out today over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1907 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday and happy summer 2021. Man, it feels like we need this one. Worse than ever. I mean, when I was a teacher, every summer, you didn't take it for granted, man. You knew, okay, they got like 70 days. Let's make the most of every day. So shout out to all the Disney-loving teachers out there who have Zoomed and virtually taught their kids and hybrid taught. I know that my wife has done that. She's had 12 in the classroom, 12 on the smart board, and I don't know where everybody else was, but they were somewhere in between, and it was just a crazy year. So thanks to all the teachers and all those folks in healthcare and everybody that has really gotten us through this pandemic that we've been in. We're not at the end yet, but we are making progress, and it's always good to be optimistic about things, and I'm very optimistic. And of course, summer's here, so have a great Memorial Day weekend. Get out there, grill some hot dogs, and again, take some time, though, to think about those folks who have sacrificed and given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have the great life that we do here in the United States of America. So, you know, if you see a vet, give them a shout out. Thank them for everything they've done for us. And think about those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. So let's hop in and talk some Disney. That's what we do. And we have a show here suggested by Mr. Mike Bankhead down in South Carolina. And when Mike texts you, I'm telling you what, you do the show. And that's what we're doing today. So joining me today, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Pam, happy summer 2021.
Happy summer. So I thought there were 104 days of summer.
No, well, teachers, you know, like the thing is, right. I mean, it should be like 104 days. Yeah, it should. But when you're Phineas a teacher, every year,
I got the Phineas and Ferb theme song stuck in my head now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's where you got. I didn't even get that. That's so, God, how do I miss Phineas and Ferb? But as a teacher, right, it's like when I first started teaching, now I'm really sounding old, like you went back to school around Labor Day. When I stopped teaching about 4 years ago, it was like August 1st. I'm like, forget this. If I can't have a summer off, I'm out.
You're like, that's why I went to college.
Exactly. Why do you think I picked that major?
I have 3 months off every year and all my holidays, right, and everything else. Yes, right. I know, right? Yeah. I can't be fooling around with that. No, happy summer, everyone. I think there were times in the last 12 to 15 months where you're like, I don't know if I'm going to make it to summer. Like, I don't know. And is summer going to be different than the rest of the last 9 months? But guess what? This year it is. So I am so excited about that. I'm looking forward to it just for so many reasons.
Apparently, I've heard, though, if you're a lifeguard, you can name your price this summer, you know, because I think a lot of pools are, well, I mean, like everything, right? In the service industry right now, they're having a hard time with staffing, but especially pools. People want to swim, but you know, I think lifeguards tend to not make a ton of money. So I think the lifeguards will be hopefully be raking it in this summer. Because, I mean, think about it. If I want to keep somebody happy, a lifeguard, you know, like somebody that might be guarding my life, let's give them 20 an hour at least, you know, let's don't give them minimum wage. I want them to be happy if they have to come in after me. I'm not a small guy. I'm just saying. So lifeguard, shout out to you too. All right. Also joining us from up in the mitten, your friend of mine, we have hashtag Scotty G. Scotty, happy summer 2021.
Happy summer. Happy to kick it off. Memorial Day has always felt like the unofficial start to summer, right? Because I think it technically is like June 21st or something, right?
Yeah.
But way too late. Yeah, but yeah, let's call it summer right now. And I'm kicking off summer. I'm waking up on Disney property this morning. So excited to be down for a few days. But guess what, Mike? I'm heading to Tucson this afternoon for lunch.
Okay,
I'm leaving property.
Challenge, when I was down in 2018 on the AEP, I got that big shake and had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on top, and I ate the whole dang thing. Between Toothsome's and getting back to my room at Cabana Bay, there's a little path, because Ben Lappin was staying with me. I ate the whole dang thing, because I told myself, I'm just going to, you know, just going to sample it, right? That's what you always tell yourself when you're like, okay, I'm sample it. Like, I'm going to have a little of the sandwich. I like peanut butter and jelly. I'm just going to have maybe a quarter of this, like, you know, big mug. Nope, that sucker was empty, and I went back and had to do some work, and I was complaining to the person at reservations, like, you don't sound too good. I'm like, I don't feel too good right now. I was like, you don't even know what I just ate or drank. I don't even know if I ate it or drank it or both. So, yeah, you got to do it, Scott.
So I've been to Tucson with Pam, Han, and Steve, and I tell you, I had one of the best beers ever.
It was a great beer.
Yeah, it was like this chocolate beer, and it's been on my mind for the last couple of years, so I'm excited to get that. So I'll be doing some midday drinking today. So it sounds like a great way to kick off summer.
I mean, it's summer. Yeah. It's summer, and it's a three-day weekend. That's what you got to do. All right, so I mentioned Mike Bankhead. Captain takes care of us all over on the BR Guest Podcast Lizards, all of our running squad. And by the way, if you're a runner, drop by Facebook. There's a private group, just BR Guest Lizards. Come on in. We just encourage each other. We celebrate victories. We have runners every day posting their daily runs. Every weekend you'll see, well, you always see Laurie. She's in a race every weekend, sometimes three or four races in a weekend. It's crazy. Laurie is like the medal queen. She's doing like, you know, trail races and 10Ks and full marathons. I wears me out just looking at her posts. But everybody kind of celebrates each other over there. So if you're just walking, if you're just, you know, getting into running, if you're a veteran runner, hop on over. Everybody's so friendly. It's BR Guest Lizards on Facebook. So check that out. But Mike takes care of everybody. He runs the group. He's like the captain. He's the encourager. He's always taking the candid shots on race weekends. We get back to those. I have some great pictures. I'm like, who took that? Like, where was Mike? He just because he's got the good camera. He's a great guy. But he emailed me today, or actually texted me this morning, and said that he was out for a walk or a run, and he got an idea for a show segment. Something in, yes, first he's thinking about the show, and he's doing the work for me. I don't have to think of something to do for today's show. So here we go. He said, update us on the tech, resources available, and changes as BR Guest Podcast listeners. I don't understand all the Discord services. How to put passes on the Apple Watch, etc. Then explain the park hopping rules, dining times for ADRs, etc. All the Disney timeline changes post-pandemic. So we know we're kind of, you know, we're getting there. Things are opening back up, more park availability, you know, just getting more back to normal. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. And things have changed, right? I mean, if you're a veteran Disney, you know, person who's traveled many times, dining used to be 6 months out at 180 days. Right now it sits at 60 days. We didn't have to worry about theme park reservations. Disney's kind of going away from, well, not going away from Magic Bands, but supplementing Magic Bands with something called Magic Mobile. So lots to talk about today. So we're going to hop into some of these things to think about when you're planning your trip for right now. The situation we're in right now, because it could change tomorrow. It could change in August. It could change in December. But for right now, let's kind of hit some of these things to talk about what you can use, what resources you need to think about when you're planning a vacation. So I'm going to start off with the Discord thing, because this really doesn't have a whole lot to do with planning your Disney vacation. But a lot of us that listen to this show get together on this thing called Discord. It's very simple. The way we use it, I know like gamers and everybody, they use it like to, you know, way more advanced than we do. We use it as a chat room. So if you listen to our show and you want to get advice, or maybe we have trivia games going on, Trisha does that every day. Folks are posting pictures from the recent trips while we're there. We have a Discord server, so you just go to brguestpodcast.com, scroll down, and there's a little picture down there that says join the Discord. You click on that, and basically you're just in. It's a chat room. We talk about stuff, and it's a great place because folks are in there all the time. And if you need to just get some feedback on, like, okay, I want to go have Italian food. You know, who has a good suggestion for an ADR for an Italian thing? Or, you know, I want to celebrate, you know, I'm going to spring the question on my or my girlfriend or my boyfriend, you know, whatever. People are in there all the time. The conversation happens. So Discord's basically a chat room. We have one for the patrons. We have one for the entire podcast. So just go over to brguestpodcast.com and click on that. It's super simple to figure out. But if you don't understand it, Mike at brguestpodcast.com, I'll walk you through it. So that's kind of just for the podcast. But we're going to hop into some of these things. So Scott, when this list of stuff came out from Mike, what was kind of the first thing that jumped out to you that you probably used the most that you could help us with?
The thing I use the most, so, is like same day dining, basically, you know, like on the My Disney Experience app. I am not much of a planner as I used to. So, you know, I'll head down and then, you know, we'll just be, you know, enjoying the pool and they're like, hey, where should we go to dinner tonight? Well, let's go take a look. And a lot of times you'll strike out because people do plan. not every restaurant is open, so there's limited availability. Crowds are starting to increase, so I mean, I'm not going to go to Paradiso 37. I'm just going to say that right now.
What? It was better than average. I liked it, but I mean,
I know. I'm just teasing you. But one cool thing I've seen is that you can do like standby or like a walk up kind of thing. So there'll be a now. So you'll have like the time frames, like, you know, 6 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock, or there'll be a now. So I'll click on the now and it'll try to find it'll use the GPS on your phone and say, hey, you're closed. You're in the boardwalk area. So here are the restaurants that are available to you. And then you can just try to see what their wait times. Sometimes you can get something within 5 minutes. I've been at Old Key West and did it for Olivia's and I just walked over and it was ready. But sometimes it might be 60 minutes, which is okay if you have time, right? So it's like a kind of getting on a wait list almost. And I think that's a huge benefit for those that don't plan well ahead or if you want to make a last second change on a dining reservation. So I've been really enjoying that feature.
But you mentioned too, because we were talking about this before we started recording, that if you're looking at this from home, so you're looking at it from Michigan, if I was looking at it from here in Missouri, it's GPS enabled. So you may not see this feature until you're actually down on your vacation, right? So if you're looking for it and you don't see it, it's not that it's not there. It's one of those things that's GPS enabled. You'll have to be in the area.
Yep, absolutely correct. I tried to do it. I tried to prep a little bit for the show to see, hey, what's available right now? I'm like, oh, dang, I'm not in the Central Florida area, so it's not going to allow me to do it. So definitely, yeah. So if you're listening at home and you're trying to say, oh, what is available right now at the parks, you can't do it. It's more of a, you got to be there at that moment.
And I like this idea because what it is kind of like a last minute reservation. Like you just, you know, it's like last chance. You know, we have this left over if you want to grab it. And what it does mean that they introduced this during, you know, these times where you're trying to limit contact, instead of you walking up and asking the host or hostess at the stand, you know, what are things looking like? That information right now is in the palm of your hand. You select it and you go.
Breaking news. Actually, I can. The now feature is available for
okay,
me right now.
Okay, do it from home now.
Don't you just love that? Yep. So I can get up to Chef Mickey's. There's a 20-minute walk-up list right now at Chef Mickey's. That's the time of this recording. So
you'd have to be quick because you're 600 miles away. But you
could I would have. Now. That'd be a quick flight. Rick's Sports Bar and Grill, 45 minutes. So it's really cool. When you're just like in that pinch, like the example I gave, hanging out at the pool, don't have a dinner reservation. Let's see what's available within the next hour. Hit the now button and just go for it. That's I think it's an awesome feature.
That's a great tip because I would guess this is one of the things people know the least about. Even hardcore Disney fans, we know ADRs, right? We know how to do that. But this is like a save yourself. Like I'm starving, but I don't want to get counter service kind of thing. So it's good to have your tool belt there.
People then yell and scream at me for like that 90-second gap from where I said you can't do it at home to
I know, yeah. Do it. Well, I mean, it's fun. We call it interactivity around here.
Exactly. So
there you go. Okay, Pam, what else? What else can we throw out there to help folks plan a better trip?
So I'm going to speak a little bit about the Magic Mobile service, which, again, why wasn't it called
Mobile Magic? Because something was already called Mobile Magic like 8 years ago, and they can't confuse us, which they already do. Because I have to think Scott got it, though. We thought the same thing. It's alphabetical. Magic goes before mobile.
Maybe.
Alphabetically.
I could come up with.
I still don't love it, though.
No, I don't either.
No.
Anyways, when you're on your My Disney Experience app, which is a free app, but you can just go and download. It doesn't cost anything. You'll be able to, when you're on the home screen, in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen is actually the hamburgers there instead of the top left, the three lines there. You're going to go ahead and click them. And then on the right-hand side, about three down, you will find Disney Magic Mobile. And you'll just touch that, and it will walk you through the process of hooking that up. And what that does is that allows you to use either your Apple Watch or your phone. Actually, now I think it's available for Samsung.
It is Androids.
Yes. Androids. Sorry. Yeah, I'm not that. I've had an iPhone for forever. And I know that there are other phones out there that people love, but I have no idea what they are.
Again, people are getting interactive with you. It's Androids. Yes.
Okay, Android, not just in particular.
We're doing really great. Great way to kick off summer here.
Right. We're showing our
school's out for summer, baby.
That's right.
So anyways, you'll sign in. It'll walk you through the process of doing that. And what that means is that you can use your phone or your watch as different ways to enter the park. Your, you know, your ticket media will show up on there. And the cool thing is you get to actually choose a little avatar for your ticket media. I, of course, chose the Star Wars one. I have the Millennium Falcon on mine. But there are so many great ones to choose there. I love how Disney lets you sort of express your little creativity there. And I can foresee down the road, perhaps maybe you tapping in to get in with your phone or watch. And depending on the avatar you chose, maybe there will be different sounds that come from the
turnstile. I got to jump in on that. Whenever I go behind Scott, I get so mad because he has the magic bands to do all the cool stuff. And I've yet to ever get a magic band that does anything cool. Like mine's like, beep. And Scott's always like, do, 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 do. And it turns all different colors. I'm like, ugh. But yeah, they can do that on that system.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, maybe when they don't have to worry about like dealing with things like limited capacity and everything else, we'll be back to like having some them work on some R&D on some of these really cool things. But go ahead and check that out. It's their latest in that. And I will say, you know, every now and then you'll have a magic band that quits working to open the door or something. I don't know. This could happen every now and then, I would just say. And being able to unlock my door using the phone has actually really helped us a few times. So it's gotten us out of having to make that walk of shame back to the lobby and being like, my magic band is not working. So whatever. So yeah, I really love that they do that. I think, you know, this is one of the best things that has come out of the pandemic is that the app has a lot more functionality than it did before. From mobile ordering being very quickly rolling out to a lot more restaurants than it had in the past, to being able to do this checking in for your table service meal, to getting in the walk-up line too. Yeah, absolutely. It's just the app has been, you know, really giving us some additional features that I think are awesome. And I can't wait to see what happens.
So I will, a couple things on that. I think I love magic bands, right? And I've had so many of them and I look at it as it's not that hard to wear a magic band. I'm always going to have my Apple Watch on anyway, and I'm definitely going to have my phone. So I throw my magic band on. So I have that. And of course, as long as it's active on your My Disney Experience, as long as you haven't deactivated it, it should work. Key emphasis on the word should. Because same thing happened, Pam, when I was at Coronado that whole time, my magic band would not open the door, but it worked to get me in the parks and it worked for other things. But, I totally forgot about this. In December, my door wouldn't open at Caribbean Beach. And I'm like, oh dude, you're kidding me. And it's like late. We just done the show at Give Kids the World. He's like, just open it with your phone. I'm like, oh yeah. And the thing is, when you open it with your phone, it's really cool. Cause it makes that sound. It goes, psh, and got like the little Mickey head and it like has pixie dust around it. And if anybody's around, everybody thinks that's pretty cool. Cause it's way cooler than open with your magic band. Cause it makes the animation on your phone. So I use that the entire time in May. We're down there for Mallory's thing at Coronado. So that does help. And it was a fail safe, right? I didn't have to walk all the way back down, get my magic band fixed. I was like, forget it. I'm only here 4 nights. I'll just use my phone. But the thing too, people need to remember, here's a great thing that makes this even better, is that you don't even have to click on anything to bring up the card. It gives you kind of, it looks like a credit card basically in your wallet on your phone or on your watch. Cause like if I'm going to use Apple Pay, I double click that now Siri's activated. When I click that to get my card, I hit the touch point. But the thing is, this is programmed in such a way that as long as you hold your phone or your watch up to the touch point, you don't even have to wake it up. It automatically goes to that card, authenticates, and you get in. So you don't even have to like fiddle around to find it. It just hold it up there, boop, boop, and you're in. It's so simple. I know some people are like, you know, I love magic bands. I can express myself through magic bands. Pam, I saw you post something on Instagram earlier this week, you know, about your Up magic band. And I still think that's cool. That's a great way to express yourself. But you're going to have the phone anyway. A lot of us wear Apple Watches or, you know, something like that to track our steps or to, you know, get notifications. Why not just activate this? And it is, you can, because like I saw that Disney rolled out some new designs for the little virtual card that's on your watch. And the way I look at it now, and this is for the hardcore Disney geek, right? My Apple Watch is basically kind of like a magic band 24/7 that I can get away with, because I can look at it right now and see my little annual pass on there. It's pretty cool. It's a neat thing. I like it. I'll be using it for sure. So Scott, what do you think about that? I mean, is it something you're going to use? I mean, I may abandon the magic band if this works enough. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited to try it out. I actually just downloaded that because this has been out for a little while, and I didn't download it right away. But I had my little DVC little logo popping up on my phone, on my watch, which is pretty neat. But I will say, I do like magic bands, though. There's something about them. Like, I mean, I've invested a lot of money in them, right, too, because, like, I'm a sucker for, like, those limited. You put the word limited on it, like, and that's why you're jealous of some of my magic bands.
I am,
Mike,
I know, because you paid extra.
They do fancy things because they're, like, special for, like flower and garden or whatever, you know? But they're just kind of fun little things to have, right? Like, I like to like display them sometimes or whatever, but a lot of times they're just sitting in a backpack, you know? so like, it's funny. But I am a tech guy too, so I'm excited to try it, because like, I'm with you, Mike, and you too, Pam. Like, I'm always wearing the Apple Watch, right? And then it feels weird because I'll either move my Apple Watch to a different wrist, or I have to put the magic band on a different wrist, and then it just like throws me off sometimes. So just having like the one, like the Apple Watch, just with everything on it, just seems ideal for me. So I'm excited to try it this weekend.
Yes. And one of the, one of our great listeners over on the Discord is mentioning, you know, make sure you have a power bank, you know, at least somebody maybe in your party. Cause like I have, you know, I watch my battery levels like a, just crazy. I'm always like, when I get to 50%, I start getting nervous. Like, I start sweating. I mean, my girls will walk out of the hotel room at like 28%. I mean, it's like, why did you not put your phone on the charger last night? Oh, I fell asleep. I was messing with it. What? Like, put on the charger. This drives me crazy. But so, you know, somebody in your party, because you're going to be using some of this technology, especially we'll talk about mobile ordering and stuff like that, it's good to have juice. You know, so just, and they're cheap. You can go on Amazon, get it. I like the brand Anchor. It always works. It's relatively inexpensive.
Anchor's a great product.
Right. A-N-K-E-R. You know, just get, you know, you could get I have a ginormous one. I mean, I think it's like 21,000 milliamps. You can charge a laptop, an iPad, and an iPhone before you get that thing out of juice. You probably don't need that. You probably just need like a smaller one you can throw in your pocket, you know, like a, just like about the size of a wallet or something. But they're good to have. You know, it's something you can use at home. You know, just, but yeah, and I always bring two or three. So just,
it's weird though when you bring those into the park, Mike, because you have like a furniture dolly with you.
I do.
So
I know.
Huge,
I know I have I got the big backpack and the backpack on top of that. I'm telling you, I mean, if you ever out of juice, just come see me. You know, hey, Mike, I need a little juice. Okay, I got, which pocket you want? We're good. Bring your own cord. Okay, so speaking of mobile ordering, one of the things about mobile ordering, Pam mentioned it's getting rolled out to more locations, but there's some hacks for using mobile ordering that I found out the more I've used it. And one is that you can throw your order on there like before you're going to eat. For example, we got those Minnie Mouse cookies at Tomorrowland Terrace when we were down there. We found those chocolate lava cake Minnie Mouse chocolate chip cookies. We wanted to get those before we left that day on our departure day. So we went in and ordered those first thing in the, you know, as soon as we were, because it opened at 11. So I don't think you could do it till 11, but we weren't going to eat at 11. We wanted to pick them up on the way out. So we just went in, so we didn't forget. We made the order, but you just let it sit. You don't have to like order it as you're standing outside the location. The way that works is order what you want for your meal, and then there's an option to click I'm here. And then what happens is then they throw everything on the tray and you go pick it up. So that's kind of a hack that I didn't really think about, but you can, you know, if you've got some downtime, you're in line for Space Mountain and you're, you know, it's 10:30 and you're going to eat lunch at 12:30. You can get everybody's order, get it in the system. And then later on, that's just one less hassle. Just walk over to the place on your way over. We're here, get your food, and good to go. So what about mobile ordering have you learned? Scott, anything else with that?
Yeah, I do have like one downside to mobile ordering, just to bring both sides to the table here. And maybe you two know this, maybe I just don't know the hack yet. But if you can't charge it to like your magic band or your resort room, right? It's going to go to a credit card that you have on file, right?
Yep.
Or a gift card.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, I do like the gift card option because I'm one of those guys that brings a bunch of gift cards on their trip, you know, like try to find like savings and discounts on gift cards, right? I'm here to, I like to save money. I like to spend it too, but, yeah. But, so I have been using the gift card option, which I think is really cool. So that it doesn't necessarily get charged to a credit card on file. Cause I really like to charge everything to the Magic Band and just pay it off like with a gift card, like the night before we leave or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I do like that option of having the gift card on there. It's a little extra work to add it, but if you have the gift cards, it's awesome to use.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip. So Pam, anything else like in the mobile ordering, ideas here?
Yeah. So my husband loves to use the gift cards too, as you all know. So one of the things that he does is he creates a note in his phone that has the gift card information. Like maybe you could do it all the last like two digits or something to try to keep it, you know, a little more secure, but then he can copy and paste it in. That's the one thing is right now the app's not storing your gift card or, you know, most other forms of payment right now. It's just a little thing that's not working the way it should. So that is something that you can do, but yeah, absolutely. You can use your rewards cards as well. In the beginning, you could not when right after the reopening, but now you can. And as well as the mobile ordering, one of the other things I love about it is that they're keeping their menus really up to date. It is not, if it's not there, they don't have it. It's not like there's like secret stuff, whatever. And I think that's great even for the quick service locations to have sort of a grab and go section, because you can see what's available there as well. They'll have, you know, like the cupcakes that they keep in that cold section. A lot of times it was just sort of a luck of the draw, right? Whatever you got was there, and it could be like the plain like cupcake, or it could be this like awesome cupcake, this flavor that they only have certain times, whatever. Well, with mobile ordering, you can look and see what they actually have. And I think that's a big plus too. The other thing is when using mobile ordering, if you have special dietary needs, just go and see the cast members. They'll work with you on it. They'll help make that happen. You can still access all of that personalization that you wanted before. You just have to work more with the cast member on that.
And on the flip side of that, like my dietary need is I need extra bacon. And, you know, there's options for that, you know, like for to customize, like, or like, I don't want cheese on the cheeseburger or whatever, you know, like, and I think that's really cool. I hate mayonnaise, even though I know there's a funny story where I ordered aioli on something and my whole table was looking at me kind of funny. Pam, you were there for that. But
that's mayonnaise, bro.
I'm saying, I don't know what aioli is, but I'm connecting mayonnaise. The dots. I'm guessing I just learned that it's mayonnaise.
Steve just kind of like gave me this weird look. I'm like, oh crap, this is mayonnaise, isn't it? But anyway, so I like to do a lot of customization for things like that, and which you can do on the mobile, which is really cool. Mike, did we mention too, like how you can do table service now too for some restaurants? Like I can get Olivia's mobile order, which I think is cool, because it used to just be counter service, and I like the fact that we can do some table services now too.
I think that's really, really key, especially for folks staying at the DVC resorts, you know, say like an Old Key West or a Saratoga Springs, where you have like a kitchenette or even a full kitchen, right? I mean, because to me though, I don't know. I work from home, right? Okay. Here's the dilemma. I was working from home before it was cool for the last 4 years. Pam knows it way more than me. She's been doing it way longer than I, but I mean, you took somebody like me, who's very social, who loved teaching, loved being up in front of the kids, you know, clowning and teaching and performing and all this stuff. And I did that in front of the staff, in front of the entire district at in-services. It didn't matter. I loved it. Bigger the audience, the better for me. And then you put me in my house, like lock me down for like 4 years in front of a computer, which is awesome, but it's also kind of lonely. So I like being in a restaurant. You know, my wife's like, she just wants to get home from teaching. Like, I just want to take off my shoes and not see a person. I'm like, no, where are we going out to eat? Like, I want to go to Texas Roadhouse. I want to see people. So it's one of those things, but yeah.
It just depends on the situation, because like if we're at Old Key West and say like, I got a nice six pack of beer in the fridge that I want to drink with an Olivia's fried chicken sandwich. Oh. I'm going to order the fried chicken and I'm going to have it with the beer I want.
And you can, like at Old Key West, you could have it like on your patio. You know what I'm saying? Like overlooking a green. I mean, exactly. I mean, it's an option, right? And if people don't feel quite as comfortable with, you know, you have the option, say at an Olivia's, maybe an outdoor patio, but even if you're not comfortable with like eating inside or eating on the patio, man, you still get the food, you take it back to your resort and you got your hotel room, your villa, and you're set.
Maybe the ball game is on and you want to watch the ball game.
Yeah. Have a Super Bowl party. Yeah, exactly. That's a good tip. Okay. So let's talk theme park reservations here for just a second. I think everybody kind of knows, Pam, I mean, I tell this to all my guests at the Magic for Less, make them as soon as you can. It doesn't matter if it's a dead time or what's perceived to be a dead time. There's no disadvantage, at least that I can see, for making them immediately. I know a lot of folks are like, well, I don't know the park hours. I don't know where I'm going to be eating. I say, make a good guess. Book them, you know, and think about the parks that are most important to you. You know, if you're really a Star Wars fan, book a lot of, you know, studios, because that one is going to be harder to get than Animal Kingdom later on down the line. And the thing is, here's the thing I think that I get the most questions on, and I think we see it online a lot. You can't officially modify a theme park reservation. You have to cancel and rebook, which I know Disney's got to have a reason for this, but it's harrowing, right? I mean, you don't want to, like, I'm, you know, less than 60 days out. Like, I'm never going to touch them right now, because even if I think, oh, well, we could kind of rework it. No, I'm taking what I got. You know, it's like, I'm not tempting fate, you know? And that's the thing is, like, I tell folks, okay, if you're doing it for 2022, just make sure before you do that change, before you cancel and rebook, that it's there, you know, and it probably will be. But if you're close in, that's a risky thing. So where do you fall on that, Pam, on stuff like that, modifying theme park reservations?
So it's interesting. The theme park reservations have made a couple of changes to the way that we do things. First of all, I would say for most of the people out there who do not have an annual pass, the way to go is to book a package, right? Period, end of story. And there's a couple of reasons for that, but most importantly is that when you book a package, a Walt Disney World package, you only have to put down a $200 deposit and you have access to your tickets with theme park reservations at that point in time. And guess what? That $200 deposit you put down is fully refundable up until the final payment time. When you are trying to piece together tickets that you buy standalone and then a room only reservation, that's sort of has been the stuff of nightmares during all of this, because tickets are non-refundable once you purchase them. Once you make that ticket purchase, they're non-refundable. Disney tickets also expire now, which is things that they didn't in the past. So think about those things. And I'm going to tell you, the package is going to be your best bet. And the reason why is once we put down the $200 deposit, at that point in time, when we're booking an available package, you can make a theme park reservation. Now, we're booking into 2022. That absolutely means that you can book theme park reservations into 2022.
Yep.
If we can book it as a package, you can make your theme park reservation. So there's just so many reasons to do that. And the best one is peace of mind, if nothing else. If something happens between now and then and you need to cancel or move dates or anything like that, you're still going to have access to those tickets or the ability to get all of your money back. And I think that's really, really important for so many reasons. The theme park reservation system is not hard. It is not really complicated. It's just something that you need to get used to and you need to do. And once you do it a few times, then I think you get a better sense of that. And I'm going to keep saying about the park hopper thing, is that park hoppers are really valuable right now, because not only do they allow you to hop to a second park, but they allow you to experience a park that you may have not been able to get a park reservation for throughout your whole stay. I mean, there are literal days when Hollywood Studios is booked for that week, and you just can't get anything. But at 2:00, you're going to be able to hop over to Hollywood Studios. So keep that in mind. That's where we're at. It's a system that really does work well in so many ways. I know it does cause you to plan a little bit, but you have to remember that FastPass always required you to plan in advance too. At the day that you made your FastPass reservations, that got a little challenging to maneuver around too, right? I mean, because you just didn't have the availability and everything like that. So it's a different system, but it's a system that you can make work for you.
And you're basically making a park reservation pass with the FastPass, right?
Disney knows where you're going.
And this is a lot easier because I could just click one day instead of trying to think of three attractions I want to do 60 days from now.
When you're at Epcot and you're like, okay, yeah.
I guess I'll do the Seas.
Journey and to imagination.
Yeah, that's true. What's that third one going to be? Yeah, exactly. I do remember that Epcot. Yeah, I guess I am going on Journey into Imagination because I got to pick a third. That's it. Because I don't want to pick Illuminations because then I can't do any of the rolling ones later. Yeah, I remember those. Remember that when that was our biggest problem? Holy cow. Like,
right?
Don't do the fireworks viewing.
I know. Except you wanted to do the fireworks.
Yeah, except you wanted to. Yeah, but it was.
Because that was the front of the house view. Like, that was like the
spot. It was sweet. Yeah, it was. It was beautiful. But that was our biggest problems. Oh my gosh, that's so great. I didn't even think about that. Oh my gosh. Because that happened to me at Epcot every time. Like, oh, are we going to do Finding Nemo? Like, are we going to do the Z's with Nemo? Because I got to pick a third. Okay.
I know, right? Whatever had the earliest availability.
Exactly. So you're saying Spaceship Earth was always the second, or Living with the Wind? Because they had the tiered, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I forgot about the tiers too. Oh my gosh,
remember
how quickly we forget.
They changed those tiers, and then there was literally nothing at Epcot for the second tier.
Oh, that's so crazy. But I will say, as a dad and as a former teacher, don't procrastinate on them. It doesn't take you that long. At least get an initial setup. Even if you're going, like, we can book through almost the end of September right now, 22. Even if you're going in August of 2022, throw down some theme park reservations today. You might say that is so far away. Just put them down. And you know what? Look at them again in January and just kind of reevaluate. But you at least have a starting point. Because if you don't do them now, you're probably not going to do them until like next fall. And you're going to be like, dang, I should have done those. I sound like such a dad.
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing. I mean, we have it set up so that we notify our guests that soon after they make their package reservation that we're going to send them a reminder. Have you done this? You know, make sure that you do this. And it's just because we want you to have something. We don't even want you to be locked out of everything.
And Mike, you mentioned Park Hopper, which great idea. I kind of call it like the back door into a locked out park, you know, because you can. I mean, I had no sense that I would be in Disney's Hollywood Studios on May the 4th. But I got in there because I had a park hopper. So did Mallory. So we went over. We had a good time. But, you know, Mike was asking about how the park hopper works now since it's been reinstituted January 1st of this year. And it's pretty simple. You know, at 2:00, you can go to another park. Now, the rule is you have to go to your booked park first. So say you have a Magic Kingdom theme park reservation for that day. You do have to go to the Magic Kingdom. And I don't know why that is. I was trying to think logistically, why is it because they want you in a theme park, maybe buying stuff or, you know, buying food or getting souvenirs? I mean, is there an advantage to saying that you just can't? I mean, or can you? I mean, can you sit around your hotel?
I think you just want to know that you're there.
And it's keeping the overall numbers down. Like, if you could just get into, and you have to have had a park reservation that day.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I was wondering why you couldn't just sit at your hotel till 2:00 and then
go. Right, exactly.
Because that's not really causing any hardship. But that makes sense because then they have you in the system. They know where ideally you have to be able to take advantage of going to you know, B. Like, they know, A, you're going to be here, then B, they're the variable, you're going to be one of the other three. That makes sense.
Because there could be people that don't use them, you know?
Exactly, yeah. There could be people, annual pass holders in the area too, who just at 2:00 didn't even have a reservation and then go to try to get into a park. And that's not going to work. It won't help keep their overall numbers down some. So,
yeah. And Susan's asking, Susie in the live chat is asking, can APs hop? Yes. Yes. But again, you got to have a theme park reservation just like everybody else to go to your first park. And it happens after 2:00. And there's a phone number you can call. And it tells you the availability to hop. But I mean, I don't want to say it out loud. I'm not going to say it out loud because I'm going soon. I'm just saying, call the number and it'll tell you some good news usually. Because as soon as we say this,
it'll tell you good news immediately. It will tell you good news within a couple hours.
That should be something that's on the app, though. You know?
Yeah, it totally should.
That's exactly right. I mean, yeah. How hard is that? I mean, they do all these hard things. Like, that's one that you're right, Scott. That's easy. Like,
I wonder if it's just simply having people there that would need to update it all the time. I don't know.
They have people that could do that. Somebody could do that sitting at home. That is not that hard. Like, there's a green light or a red light.
That could be your job, right? You put the little thing on Dumbo's ear. Then when people go and get on, you start the ride. And then you're like, okay, updating the app now.
Yeah. Oh my god, I totally this is like going down memory lane, the Dumbo ear little card things. Do they still do the ones on Astro Orbiter? They used to send down like little cards in the elevator with you.
The cards.
I don't think they do that because we rode that in May and I didn't see the cards. I guess
did you have to do separate elevators, like, or could you be with like another party?
No, we rode with other people. I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure we did. It was because it was just Mallory.
Open
and I was
air
like,
elevator, maybe that.
That elevator is never open air. That elevator's hot. Oh, that elevator's hot in January. I'm just like, oh my gosh, how far are we going? I know it's only like one story. Oh, that's the worst part of that ride, but I do love that ride. Okay, anything else, Scott, that you can think of? Oh, we talked, you know, park hopping. We've talked about mobile ordering. Anything else to throw out there?
I just kind of had like some old news, just like a FYI, like friendly reminders, like for those that travel like via the sky, you know, like if you're using an airline, like I like to have their tech as well.
Good idea.
For both, I do Southwest and Delta. Just you can check in on both of those airlines. I know with Delta, I can use it as my boarding pass. I get notifications when my luggage has boarded the flight, which is always good with
that's
your checked
cool.
luggage.
Like that's
it
pretty
just
cool.
gives you that peace of mind, right? Hey, all right, sweet. They give me a confirm that my luggage is on the plane. So that makes me always feel better. So I know it's kind of old news, but that's stuff like I like to have too when I'm traveling to make sure like I got the tech for my airline too.
That's a good tip. And especially if you're traveling with kids, because sometimes like Southwest, you can use their app to get like, you know, they have certain TV channels you can watch for free. And that way do that before you get to the airport. So you're not trying to do it once you're like crammed in and everybody's sitting there like this and trying to download. Yeah, that's a bad. That's a good tip though. Yeah, get your airline stuff. So Pam, anything else before we close out?
So I'm going to give a plug to one of my favorite apps, and this is for people who might be driving, and it could be to Walt Disney World or anywhere else, but it is the Road Trippers app, and it will allow you to see, like, the largest ball of twine and
nice.
The biggest pencil.
The biggest like, pencil like in Virginia.
I saw, yes. In Virginia, yes. It did not say it all the world. It just said, it was called the big pencil, right?
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure there's a bigger pencil at the community college here in Lansing.
But it was a big pencil.
It was.
It was big.
It was.
And it was by the big paperclip, too.
So yes, the big... That was actually the cooler one, was the big paperclip.
This is so random because we always drive past the biggest golf tee, and that's in Illinois, and next to that is... It's something even more random, like the biggest rocking chair or something. I mean, this all sounds like stuff in the Midwest. This is...
But those are memories, man. You got to stop and get pictures of a few of those. You may find things. One time when we were coming home from Gettysburg, we stopped at this little elephant museum. And it was both interesting and odd, since we were the only folks there besides the guy who ran it. It was attached to his house. So you're going to see some odd things.
What's your favorite elephant? What's your favorite pachyderm?
Like, dude, we're okay. You don't have to talk with us. But no, you're going to see some odd things. But like, this is little roadside America, I think, are some really interesting things. And the passion that people have, you know, for this kind of thing, they've created this whole whatever. So,
I love it. Pam, that's one of the best recommendations you ever gave. Cause like
totally,
we use it.
I never heard of it. I'm totally down with it tonight. I'm checking it out. Cause I bet you there's a ton of stuff between here and Columbia. Cause there's just nothing out there but crazy stuff. So checking it out. All right. Well, hey, that's going to do it for today's show. Again, thank you so much for your support. We hope that you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Get out there with friends and family. Maybe jump in the pool, grill some hot dogs, hamburgers. Just have a good time. Relax. We've all had a stressful time here at the beginning of 2021. And, you know, as 2020 went on, it was just crazy. Just take some time for yourself with your family. Sit on the deck, sit on the patio, go to the pool, relax, and have some fun. But we always thank you for listening to the show and for supporting everything that we do. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out. If you have any questions like this, we kind of just really hit the, you know, the tip of the iceberg with all the stuff you got to consider when it comes to a Walt Disney World vacation right now. But the good news is the agents at the Magic for Less are very proactive on this. We'll get you set up in the right situation. But like Pam said, she said it in passing, but I think this is one of the greatest services that we offer our guests, is that we have a system where you will get reminder emails, you know, saying, hey, you know what, your trip's still 6 months out, but let's think about these three things today. Like, do you have this? Have you thought about doing that? And some of them are very, you know, to make sure all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. But then we have some tips that I just consider kind of fun stuff to get you excited. Did you know at Galaxy's Edge you can do this? You know, you can build a lightsaber, you can build a droid, you know. And the thing is, you're checking your inbox. And let's face it, all of us that are working, your inbox is like, oh, It's a bill. It's an e-bill. Or, oh, my boss needs me to do something else now. Are you kidding me? I've done 7 things. It's not even lunch. But then when you get one of these tips, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to Walt Disney World. I'm going to build a lightsaber. It's fun. And you get all these. The tips are really cool. So it's just, I mean, you get those in your. It's a great service. I love
it. As a guest of the Magic for Less, like, I love getting those. Like, I'll see this email from Jocelyn. I'm like, oh, what's Jocelyn up to? Oh, it's just a reminder. I got a trip coming up. That's awesome.
I'm telling you, it's better than other emails. I'm just letting you know. So check that out. Again, drop by the Magic for Less. Fill out the quote form. We'll take great care of you. TheMagicForLess.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon, as you buy all those stuff, all those things for the pool. You know, if you're getting floaties or a life vest. Support the show at the same time. BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. I just bought something ultimate. Actually, Mallory made me get them for the summer. Pegs for the outside of my Jeep. When I don't have the doors on, you can put this little thing and it has a peg so your foot can hang outside the Jeep. I know Pam said, do not get those. You'd look stupid with your foot sitting outside your Jeep because you take your doors off, right? But that way you can put your foot out on like a peg. It's kind of like a bike. $17. I had to buy them. Anyway, so if you're buying just junk,
sounds really dangerous.
No, I mean, we see people. No, I mean, where I live, like that's everybody does it. Like everybody's
but
got.
But you're
these
tall.
Pets.
Like your foot can probably touch the ground.
What it basically is like it's like a pedal that's like on the outside of my Jeep. Okay, kind of like a bicycle pedal. It's just a resting point for your foot.
Keep your hands.
Well, I mean, it's close. Yeah, I mean, how many times do you scrape up against the building? I mean, seriously. So I'm saying
we gotta get him that symbol that Disney uses to put on the back of his Jeep.
Dancing, yeah.
Exactly. Nope. None of that. But yeah, I'm just saying, if you impulse buy anything dumb that your 13-year-old daughter asked you to buy. Use the link. I mean, let's help us out, you know, anyway. And also, thanks to our patrons. We appreciate you so very much. You get Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. We have the Patreon Discord. We just have a good time. So check that out if you'd like to support the show, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. We'll be together on Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, talking Disney, all the news of the week. And you can follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, @BRGuestMike, @EpScott, and @TMFLTPam on Twitter. All right, time to get out of here because I got to grill some dogs. We got a new barbecue pit, so we are going to put that together and have some barbecue for the weekend. I cannot wait. So wherever you are, have a great weekend. For Scott and Pam, I'm Mike. Wishing you an awesome weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.